The Bulldogs take on the Crows tomorrow afternoon. Well, you'll hear it live here on Triple M at what time?
Early start, 11:50.
11:50.
On Triple M. Yeah.
Sounds like the B grade, but
get
it's
up and get into it,
Roo. It's the early game. They're talking wind and rain at Ballarat, but that doesn't matter. It's a good way to play footy. If you know it's going to be wet, it's predictable. You know, you just got to win the ball, kick it as long as you can, compete. Crumb it and do the same thing again. Yeah, well, a bit of skill comes out of the game and you just got to get bruised and battered. And that's what Matty Nix has been talking about. So they're the top side, the Western Bulldogs, probably premiership favourites, you would think, and the Crows right down the other end of the ladder. But I think they can mix it with them if they have a crack ditz. Nick Murray back in. Certainly he'll play back there for Frampton, and young Rowey will come into the forward line. I think they'll give him a crack. Don't think they can be good enough. Bontempelli, I saw him play a game in the wet here against Port Adelaide a couple of years ago. Best wet weather footballer I've seen, I reckon.
So what do you do with him then, Roo?
Oh, they might try and tag him. I don't know who they'll put on him. Maybe Schomburg's been doing a bit, but he's probably 4 inches shorter than him. So, but in the wet, that might not matter too much.
Yep.
So
yep.
I think the Dogs will win, but I just hope the Crows have a genuine four-quarter crack like they did against Hawthorn last week. Port Adelaide are taking on GWS, who are going pretty good in the second half of the year, and they get their inspirational captain back, Toby Green. Now, this is up at Metricon Stadium, up in the sun. This is where GWS have been for a few weeks, so they should be nice and used to the weather up there. Port Adelaide play well up there as well. I think they've just about won every game they've played there, probably because it's against Gold Coast every time.
That helps.
But Port Adelaide getting all their stars back. This is a good test for them. Port haven't been good at beating sides in the eight. GWS are just snuck into the eight.
Yep.
Can they continue their progression to getting back to their best, Port Adelaide? That's a big question mark. You wouldn't want to drop off this week. I think if you can keep getting better, then a little bit of confidence will start building at Port Adelaide about the fact that, yep, we can do it this year. We can win a premiership with all the injuries we've had. We can keep building and hopefully have a big September.
Rosie and Butters back into the forward line last week. This week, possibly Orazio Fantasia. There's a bit of firepower there.
Yeah, throw Dersmer onto the wing as and Lysett back into the ruck a couple of weeks ago. You're building a very good side. So it's 50-50 game, but you go for the power dits?
I do, for sure.
All right. Power and probably the Bulldogs there, I would think. But Crows, maybe an upset.
All right. That's how Roo sees the footy this weekend.